You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our number is 564-1290. Go to radiorealestate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Time now for the, see, do I have anything else to announce before we jump into the weekly multiple listing up? Oh, I did want to mention that maybe thanks in part to the local Association of Realtors here in Santa Barbara, the sewer lateral proposal, the ordinance that would have required inspections and repairs to be accomplished prior to close of escrow. Of course, they might have fudged with giving credits and have it done afterwards, I suppose. They decided to shelve that. And for those of you who might say, well, wait, what are you doing? We want the sewer laterals inspected and cleaned and repaired. And the policy of the association, I mean, not that I speak for them, as my understanding was that they wanted two, but they just thought this was a bad way to do it, to incorporate it into a frenzied escrow. And there are other cities that, and it would also allow maybe other areas where people who don't sell it really need it to go untouched. So there's better plans coming. Hopefully. This is time for the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending November 18th, 2005. This is single family residences only, and this is just through the multiple listing service. It is the 46th week of the year 2005, the 359th week I've done this. 33 new listings hit the books. We're in the 30s for the second week in a row. If we keep coming on with fewer listings and the sales maintain around 20 a week, maybe we'll make a dent in the larger inventory we have. A low of $799,000 and over on Rio Vista, and a high of $20 million on Beach Club Road. 9 of the 33 new listings were under $1 million. The median price, just under $1.3 million. 21 lucky people opened escrow. A low of $799,000 on San Andres. A high of $5.5 million on Picacho. 7 of the 21, a third, under $1 million, opened escrow this week ending November 18th, 2005. The median price, $1,150,000. And finally, the third category, 17 even luckier people, closed escrow. A low of $750,000 on Brandon and a high of $5,350,000 on Tiburon Bay Lane. 9 of the 17, over half, under $1 million. In fact, I don't know if this has happened before, but that number, 9, was the median of 17, and that number is $999,999. That was the median price for the 17 closed escrows week ending November 18th, 2005. Active listings, let's just look at the gross numbers. This will include those that are in escrow, and we'll pare that down. 471 active listings as of November 19th, 2005. Last year at this time, 368. So a clear 100 more listings, which is a big, big percentage. People talk about, and I got an email from a client who was talking about this time of year, and people like to look at seasons. We're all programmed. We like the holiday season, the summer season, back to school season, and as a general rule, people have said that you come down, and this is a time when people don't want to put properties on the market. We're seeing maybe this right now. Maybe the trend started here in November, where we'll see fewer listings. But if you look at this same time last year, 368 single family residences, a gross number that included those in escrow, versus today, 471. Back in 2003, there were 322 properties active, okay? Here's another example of what's going on with inventory. Santa Barbara Caravan, this last week, the week ending November 18, 2005, 79 listings on Caravan, people trying to sell their homes and get into escrow. Last year at this time, holiday season starting, right? 34 listings were open on the Santa Barbara Caravan, more than double this year. So that increased inventory is a telltale sign of people wanting and needing to sell. we're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or you can call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT, 452-2428 if you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.